submit.
Gotta submit.
Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
What's up? It's your man Nate on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Welcome to the Sunday show. This month I was supposed to be doing topic of marriage, what it takes to make a marriage last and successful. I try to get my sweetie to come on here and talk about the marriage. We got we've been married since 1998, so we know a couple of things about what it takes to make it work, but she ain't having it, y'all. So that's one thing you got to do, respect the other's wishes. In spite of how much kissing up and buttering up and begging and pleading to come on and tell her side. So I'm going to have to tell my side. Yeah. Anyway, how y'all doing out there? It's going to be a short episode, even though I got over 20 years. This is my second marriage. I think you got to find someone that wants to be with you, get along with you, respect you, honor you, and just like being with you. And conversation is important. Trust, honesty. You don't have to be exactly the same mindset, but you got to have some type of values and purpose, you know, you want to do in life together. Got to have respect for each other's growth. And sometimes you're not going to be lovey-dovey, but you still got a commitment to, you know, gonna make it work, and you want to grow together, not grow apart. All I know is I love my honey. She loves me, and we overcame some different obstacles in the beginning, but a lot of communication and understanding and listening to each one's side and why they think the way they think and how they feel about how they feel, and kind of respecting it, and then just talking to come to a mutual agreement on just understanding one another's take on different issues. And even today, we still have conversations where it was like we misunderstand each other and what we meant. So, or see things in different ways, but you know, it's all about communicating. Disagreements, you don't want to be arguing, I guess, like putting each other down. You don't want to degrade each other because you're upset. My thing is, you want to just argue the issue and not like verbally brutalize the person, you know, saying stuff that you know you can't take back because of anger. So think before you say it. In our situation, like, we still date and you got to be considerate of one another. Like, if I'm like getting something to eat at a restaurant or something, I call her, or she do the same. Hey, babe, I'm over here. Would you like me to grab you something? So just, you know, just being considerate and thoughtful, having one another's back, and looking out for the best interests of each other. What else? Yeah, like I said, communicating is very important. Not just communicating, it's how you communicate to one another. So it's like, if you're going to be in a marriage, a relationship, a partnership, in a marriage, it's not a I, me, it's a we. It's like, whatever you do, you want to do it for the team, the unit, you know, the family, even though you can have separate interests, but, you know, you don't want anything that's going to try to, like, pull away from the value of the unit. So you got to use judgment, good judgment and wisdom. Oh, this is kind of weird. It's just saying my part, but I'm going to tell you because I don't have a couple this weekend. I'm doing the improv of being married and what it takes to make it work. All I know is you gotta give each other a little space to be individuals. But like I said, the collective is just you're going to do stuff that's going to benefit the house, benefit the unit, the both of you. I wouldn't say it's compromise. It's just give and take in the seeing it from the other person's perspective. It's not like a one-sided thing, but, you know, it helps to have the same faith, some type of value system, you know, especially when kids, you know, involved. Right now, our kids are grown and gone, so we're dealing with each other now and the dog, so yet still trying to be, you know, examples to the kids, grandkids, and how we talk to each other and deal with each other in public or around people. It's got to be with respect and some dignity. What else? Yeah, I asked my wife if she wanted to talk about it. She was like, no, I don't want to be a star. I thought about it. I don't want to be on the mic. So I got to wing this myself, folks. Yeah, I'm telling my one-sided story because my loveliness didn't want to help her brother out. But the show must go on, so I'm going to tell you guys, I think marriage is still worth it when you find somebody that wants to be married to you. And ready to, you know, it's kind of like you got to find somebody that you don't want to live life without. Even though you have the bumps in the roads and disagreements or whatever, you still would rather do it with that person. And then I got too much time invested in this woman, so it's like, I do not want to give up all my investments of blood, sweat, and tears and all this life I've been invested in this relationship. I'm not passing that on to some other sucker, man, to take all my investments. So I'm in it to win it. I don't have time to retrain somebody on accepting me for who I am and the growth we did together. Nope, nope, nope. So, yeah. And I think my wife feels the same way, so we're gonna run through this time together to the end, my friend. So yeah, this is my short episode of I think marriage is still good. Don't let the world fool you, you know. So just find somebody that you can be you with and grow together. Don't grow apart. Yet still have space for, you know, your individual growths and dreams and stuff. So support one another. Inspire, encourage one another, and just operate out of love. And if you got some real issues, you got to take it to God. Pray about it. Walk it out. Walk it out. Man, this episode is just a little speck of my thoughts on what it takes to keep a successful marriage. Communicate, communicate, communicate. Love, honor, trust, desire one another. Work out together. Like I say, look out for one another's interests. Be there for each other emotionally, financially, spiritually. Be a friend. Be friendly. I hope this is making sense to some of you guys. What else? I don't have a lot. All I know is we doing. We doing what I said. We've been together since 1996. We got married in 98. It is 2024 and we still like each other. And that's a good thing. Because sometimes you might not like each other, but you still got to, like, you know, you got to love each other. Because that's what God said. So that's my take. That's my 10 minutes and something, 11 minutes of a spill of get married, y'all. Get married. Get married. Work it out. Work it out. Yeah, some people get married, then they break up and go their separate ways a couple of years or whatever. And then they realize, like, man, it's rough out here. Let me get back with the person I was supposed to be with. I don't know. I never did that, but I hear those stories. So that's it, my friends. Tune in for next week's episode with another couple on marriage, how to keep it long-lasting and successful and working through it. I'm your man, Nathaniel Noble Jr., and you guys have a great afternoon. And we'll see you on the next episode. Peace, love, and marriage. I'm out.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Did you know that as many as 9 out of every 10 people in the world are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? That's why so many people get trapped in an endless cycle of sickness and disease, never fully able to maximize their body's full potential. But filling those nutritional gaps and taking the first step to maximize your health is easier than you may think. Introducing the most complete nutritional supplement ever created that everyone should be taking every single day. Live Good Organic Super Greens, formulated with the world's most powerful superfoods, including spirulina, recognized as the most nutrient-dense food on the planet, packed with antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties, along with helping to manage cholesterol, reduce blood pressure, and even improve muscle strength. Ashwagandha, scientifically recognized to help relieve stress and anxiety, lower blood sugar, improve sexual function in women, boost fertility and testosterone levels in men, help improve restful sleep, and support brain health and memory. Probiotics, to support a healthy gut and digestive system. Chlorella, for its antibacterial, antivirus, and anti-tumor properties. Alfalfa, to help lower cholesterol, help manage blood sugar, and even help relieve symptoms of menopause. Aloe vera, for its anti-aging properties, skin health, and facilitating metabolism and healthy bowel function. Moringa, to fight inflammation and protect the liver. Matcha green tea, for weight management. Dulse, for bone strength, eyesight support, and thyroid health. Dandelion leaf, for digestion. Wheatgrass juice, for inflammation and colon health. And so much more. Just mix one scoop a day with a glass of water for a delicious way to protect the most important thing in your life, your health. All in one USDA certified organic delicious blend that is like a safety net for your health. And with Live Good's exclusive direct-to-consumer model, you can get the highest quality super greens on the planet at a price of less than half of similar products on the market. And if all that wasn't exciting enough, all highest quality Live Good products come with a full 90-day money-back guarantee. If you don't absolutely love organic super greens, just send back the empty bottle and we'll give you your money back. Order yours today and take the first step to maximizing your health. Live Good Organic Super Greens.
Right on, right on. Check out our amazing supplements at livegood.com/products/noblemarketing. That's livegood.com/products/noblemarketing. The highest quality at the lowest price.
Gotta submit. You gotta submit. Gotta submit.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
You gotta submit.